Hello, I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is How You Can Get to Goal. For many of you, you have heard of Alton Brown. He's one of the hosts on the Food Network's Next Iron Chef and Cutthroat Kitchen. For a while, he had a program called Good Eats, which ran successfully for 13 years. But some of you may have noticed that Alton Brown has changed his appearance in the last little while, and that's because in 2009, Alton Brown noted he was heavier. And when he stepped on the scale, he said that he would have to change the way he lived, and he did. He spent time researching what we know about healthy foods, unhealthy foods, and made a list of foods into four groups that he would eat. Those four groups include foods that he would eat daily, foods that he must eat daily, foods that he should eat at least three times a week, foods that he should eat once a week, and foods that he would never eat, and foods to avoid at all times. Making up a list is a great way to make a menu plan for yourself. If you're interested in trying to determine how to lose some weight or just eat healthy, making up food list is a great way. So I analyzed Mr. Brown's food list, and let's go through them. In his first list, foods that he eats daily, he has six of them. One are dark leafy greens. That includes things like spinach, kale, collard greens, bok choy. Another one he has is nuts. He happens to choose almond nuts, but he was very careful in stating that he would only eat 1 ounce at a time and a maximum of 2 ounces a day. Carrots are on his list, whole grains, fruits, and green tea. The green tea I assume he used because there are a number of very good studies which show that people who have equal caloric intakes but one group have green tea seem to lose weight more. The second group was foods that he would eat at least three times a week. Now, he could eat these more, but three times a week was his limit. They included yogurt, broccoli, which, by the way, is also a dark leafy green, sweet potato, avocado, and oily fish. His oily fish of choice is sardines, but oily fish include, besides sardines, of which there really are no fish called sardines, there are probably about 10 fish that make up that, predominantly a fish called a bristling. But oily fish include salmon, tuna, mackerel, and trout. His discipline came in determining what foods he would only eat once a week. He chose red meat, and pasta, dessert, and alcohol. Then he determined the foods that he would never eat, to avoid at all times. It was a fairly simple list. Soda, with the exception of club soda. The reason for that is that artificially sweetened soda do increase the appetite, and there really is no nutritional value. Processed meals, such as TV dinners, canned soups, and anything that was called or listed as a diet. So, because I didn't have some of his menu items, I had to make up some menu choices based on that, and determined how good was the nutritional value of what he ate. And at the conclusion of it, when I looked at all of the minerals, vitamins, etc., it came out pretty good. Ultimately, when you put together all of his vitamins from B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, B12, C, and E, he does fairly well, a little bit low in vitamin E. In terms of his minerals, selenium, phosphorus, copper, magnesium, and potassium, he does pretty well. A little bit low in zinc, but that could be made up for that once a week with red meat. In terms of heart health, his saturated fat is reasonably low. He has good fiber and good omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Overall, he had a very healthy list. So if you're looking to change the way you eat, I think making lists like this is a worthwhile way to do it. And the list that he chose was fairly decent. I would make some modifications to that list, but you might want to also. For example, he lists red meat as once a week, and yet small amounts of red meat contain high levels of vitamins, minerals, and other micronutrients that are important. Larger amounts are not so good. I also agree with his foods that to never eat, avoiding processed meals. You don't need TV dinners. It's much better to cook. Avoiding canned soups, it's a lot easier to make soup, and avoiding anything that says diet. My one caution about the yogurt is that if you're not careful, many of the American-made yogurts are nothing more than ice cream that's 12 degrees warmer. So please be careful if you put yogurt at least 3 times a week. Alton Brown also starts his morning with a shake, which contains multiple fruits, such as blueberries, peaches, strawberries, bananas, some soy milk. And that's a healthy way to start the day. Overall, making a food list for yourself is a good way to sort of set down and set your goals on paper and provides you a good guideline to live your life nutritionally. I would urge you that if you do that, however, you either take a look at that with the expectation of making certain that you have a balanced diet, having all of the micronutrients and macronutrients that you need to sustain yourself and not go off on some strange diet. Overall, menu planning, list making, a great way to approach food. Far better way to approach food than to approach it how most of my patients approach it, which is wondering what to eat when the time comes, being too hungry when the time comes, and making poor choices. That's it for today. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson for Getting to Goal. Good day.